UK Wine Show, show number 13. G'day, welcome to the UK Wine Show, show number 13 for the 25th of August. This week's show is going to be all about the wine show. I'm not talking about our wine show, but the wine show, the consumer show that's held in North London coming up in October. We're actually going to be talking to Vicky Thomas and Kate Price from the show. Last year's event attracted 12,000 people coming along, and they're hoping for bigger and better things this year. 12,000 people makes it one of the bigger wine shows around. And Vicky and Kate have kindly donated a couple of tickets to it. We'll talk a wee bit more about that after the news. This week, I'm actually going to be recording the news. I'm on holiday, well, sort of holiday, touring around Australia. I'm currently in Brisbane. I've recorded a show in the Granite Belt with Balladine Winery. That'll be coming up later on in the year. And a few other interviews next month as well. So things are looking good. Coming up is the news. Consumers can take advantage of some great quality Australian wines at reasonable prices right at the moment. There's a big oversupply in Australia, particularly with Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon. And companies are able to get hold of some great fruit, according to Dave Gleave, Managing Director at Liberty Wine. Dave Gleave told 3050 that grape prices in certain varieties have fallen quite dramatically in recent years. And it seems to be that most people are either dropping the price or buying better quality fruit and making better quality wines at the same price. Oddbins are abandoning all price promotions on single bottle wines from this week, but it's pricing down 350 wines instead. Emma Nichols, head of buying at Oddbins, told 3050, "It can undermine the consumers when one week they go to the store and something is cheaper, another week it's more expensive. So the point is to place the products at a naturally good retail price." She explained that typically a £1 price cut on a bottle of wine for 2 months of a year would change to around 80p on an ongoing reduction. Consumers will get a 20% discount on purchases of 6 bottles or more across the Oddbin range. And finally, wine fans and foodies can look forward to a weekend of tasting and feasting at the 32nd Wine Regional Food Festival at the beginning of September. The event, which takes place at the English Wine Centre in Alfriston, Sussex, features local vineyards such as Bibbindon, Brakey Bottom and Ridgeview. There will also be specialist food producers, a hog roast, live band and a host of attractions. The festival, which is the longest running of its kind, is on the 2nd and 3rd of September. Just on that Oddbins pricing, we'll see how that goes. I noticed when some of the other wine companies introduced 3-for-2 price promotions, they jacked up their prices quite a bit before offering the discount. I've got a copy of the old Oddbins price list we picked up a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to go through it when I get back to England and just see what they've done with pricing. Hopefully they haven't. And the other thing about Aussie wines, they are quite worried in Australia at the moment. I've been reading the local papers and there's a lot of talk about supply and demand not coming into balance until about 2009, 2010. So there could be some pretty stunning Aussie wines out there at a fairly good price. So next time you see a really good deal for Aussie wines, it may not just be a gimmick. It might actually be a real bargain for a change. But let's have a listen to the show with Vicky and Kate and talk to you later on. Hi, I'm here with Vicky Thomas and Kate Price from The Wine Show. Kate's the show content manager and Vicky is the show director. How are you guys?
Hi, very good, thanks, Chris.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about The Wine Show that comes up between the 26th and 29th of October.
Yeah, that's right.
How's the show going?
Really well, thanks. Yeah, very well, Chris. We've increased it in size quite a lot from last year, so it's going to be about 25% bigger this year.
Okay, and last year was the first time the show ran, wasn't it?
That's right, it was a launch show last year, so we're heading into year two this year, and bigger and better overall.
Excellent. How many people did you get along last year?
Just under 12,000 last year, and we're expecting this year in excess of 15,000.
What were they coming there for? You know, what's the show about?
Primarily, they came to learn about wine. It's just a unique opportunity to compare and contrast a huge amount of wines all under one roof. And our strapline this year is sip, savour and stock up, which is really the whole sort of premise of the show.
What type of person is coming along? You know, is it mum and dads or is it 18-year-old kids? You know, what sort of type of people have come to the show?
Our core audience are young Londoners, young professionals. Last year they came with friends in a group or they came as part of a couple with boyfriend or husband. And primarily that's our main audience. However, the show also appeals to people who are a little bit older, people who are perhaps retired. But it's definitely for people who just love wine. It's not for wine buffs or people who know a lot about wine. It's for people who want to discover more and learn more.
Who are the sort of people that will be helping the consumer to enjoy this wine?
Yeah, one of the unique things about the show is that a lot of our visitors get to speak to our wine experts and get to learn from our wine experts. Last year we've got some names back from last year, such as Oz Clark, Matt Skinner, Robert Joseph and Tim Atkin, Kitty Johnson as well. But we've also got some new faces for this year, including Chris. He's going to be one of our resident wine experts. Also Isabel Lecheron, Susie Barry and Peter Richard, who are a married couple, so they're going to give a new perspective as a married couple on wine.
I like white, she likes red.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But they'll be really fronting the features that we have at the show, which are kind of added. They're attractions for our visitors, and something else for them to come and do at the show. We have wine walks, which will allow people to go around the show with the wine experts, 45 minutes in groups of 8 to 10 people. We've got double the amount of those going on this year than we did last year because they're just so... Yeah, absolutely. It's really kind of quite an intimate group.
Was it groups of friends going and doing this?
Yeah.
Or just, I'm by myself, I need something to do, No.
A lot of the time it was people going in groups of friends and really kind of enjoying the experience and learning together and picking out wines that Oz had recommended, or also the Tasting Theatre, which is being hosted by Vinopolis. That's for up to 85 people. 40-minute tasting session, 4 different wines. Again, just another opportunity to learn about wine in a fun and interactive way. And also Sainsbury's doing a food and wine pairing feature where you learn which wines go with different foods and why, and some of our wine experts will be popping in there to help advise you on that as well.
You've got a range of different sort of producers and people who are associated with the wine trade. What sort of people are coming along?
We've got a real mixture actually, Chris. The exhibitors range from actual winemakers right through to the generic bodies representing Chile or Australia, wines from South Africa, wines from Spain, French wines are involved in a huge way this year. So the generic bodies are there to educate, and that's a really important part of the show.
We did an interview with Wines of Germany a wee while ago. You guys...
Yes, they're signed up to the show. The generics are a really important part of the event. But having said that, the exhibitor list will be much larger than last year, so we'll have around 150 exhibitors in total. So as well as the generics, we also have wine brands, wine retailers. We have, from the brand owner perspective, we have Constellation Wines. We have HWCG, who are a really nice brand owner. They own Honeywood, Californian wine, and they own Blason de Bourgogne. So some nice brands coming in under them. Then we also have winemakers who get involved. We'll have this year around 20 winemakers on the stands. So it's actually the visitor's chance to meet the guy who grows the grapes, makes the wine, and then obviously they can meet him in person on the stand, which is quite a nice, charming aspect of the show. You can't get that on the high street. You can't get that in an Oddbins or a Threshers.
But you do have some of the high street shops.
We do. Having said that, Oddbins took part last year and they're back again. We're delighted to announce that Majestic have signed up to the show, which is great news.
One of the concerns I have when I normally see shows is that, wine and large groups of people, people can get a bit trolleyed sometimes. Was that a problem last year?
It's actually a really interesting point because it's something that before we launched the wine show we were incredibly concerned about and continue to be. We were really pleased last year that practically nobody had too much to drink at the show, which we were really delighted about. However, we're not sitting back on our laurels. We've really got to watch that this year as the show grows in size, the exhibitor list grows. Obviously, the wine list grows, and this year we'll have sort of around 1,600 different types of wine at the event, which is phenomenal, all under one roof. And as you say, the best will in the world, you can have a lot to sample. It is just that, though. They are sips of wine. They are samples that people will be enjoying. Absolutely.
Well,
it's all about free sampling. So coming back to our sip, savour and stock up, it is all about promoting the show to people as a learning experience and a really fun time with friends and family, it's not about drinking as much as you can. It's about being able to savour the wines that are all under one roof and experience them and compare and contrast, to rub shoulders with our wine experts, which is a fantastic lineup of them, as Kate said. We've got about 19 wine experts on board now, which is double the number of last year. So the emphasis remains on education and learning.
We said it was open between the 26th and 29th of October. That's what, Thursday through to Sunday, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Thursday is our preview night. Thursday's really the first chance to come along and taste the wines at the show. So last year we had a fantastic atmosphere that evening, and the show's open from 6 till 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So people tend to come after work with groups of friends or as part of a couple.
Who would be coming along Friday?
Friday's probably the most comfortable day to visit. In terms of the numbers that we have through.
And Saturday's a busy day, isn't it?
Saturday, last year, we actually set a venue record last year by having nearly 5,500 people in on Saturday. So we definitely advise, if you want to come on Saturday, book your ticket in advance.
Yeah.
And it also saves you a bit of money.
And then Sunday, what are the hours on Sunday?
Sunday we're open from 11 in the morning again. We close at 5. We're doing a special promotion, actually, on the Sunday for early birds. So people who want to set themselves up for a real full-on day of wine tasting, who arrive at 11, will enjoy a complimentary breakfast.
Okay.
So that's quite fun. So it'll set them up for the day.
Okay. And where can we get tickets from?
Tickets you can book on our website online at wineshow.co.uk.
It's actually funny, if you type in wine show into Google, you come up with you guys at the top, and then us.
Oh. We're all up there.
All right. Thanks very much, Katie and Vicky. And
thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
See you guys at the show.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
I hope you enjoyed that. Should be a good show, and I'll be there. If you want to come and see me, I'll be more than happy to have a yarn to you. I'll be running a few wine walks and running a few other theatres as well. Don't forget that competition. Remember, it's the number of people who attended last year, and email your answer to chris.scott@theukwineshow.co.uk. Next week, we'll be interviewing Decanter Magazine. Decanter Magazine is one of the big magazines for wine lovers. They're pretty hardcore wine people over there, and it was good to have a chat to them about it and see what drives them along. The reason we did it was we thought we'd interview Decanter Magazine just to find out a bit about the magazine itself, but also they're announcing the Decanter Awards on the 4th of September to the public, and we thought we'd have an interview looking at wine awards as well. It's quite a good show, the Wine Awards one, that debunks some myths about wine awards. So have a listen to that. And until then, cheers and good drinking. The UK Wine Show is brought to you by 3050, the wine tasting company. The show is produced by Jane Scott, recorded and edited by Chris Scott. The news is read by Jane Scott. Background news research is by Sandra Clements. The music for the UK Wine Show is Griffiths de Jingle 1 by Marcel de la Giartelli and Silence by Italy North.